Welcome to your business segment with Justicia, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 2:30. Now, the town of Onipa is expected to host its first ever cultural tourism expo focusing on artistic and cultural activities. The expo kicks off on 28 September and will last until the 2nd of October 2022. And speaking at the event or the launch of the expo, the Minister of Information, Communication and Technology, Pia Moshelenga, said that cultural tourism on its own adds value to education of a Namibian child, as it is informative and serves the purpose of education. Moshelenga made this remarks during the official launching at the expo at Onipa. He said that numerous expos have been hosted in the town, but the tourism expo is the first of its kind for the town. He said that the cultural tourism attracts people from all over the world, from all corners, who are interested in learning about things that exist in the particular area. According to Moshelenga, Onipa stands a good chance of generating revenue through the hosting of the cultural tourism in the town, and local people can also use the opportunity to be creative by building or making traditional items for visitors to support. Moshelenga stated that cultural tourism is very important because it reveals to the current generation how things were done by previous generations. He indicated that this will help people understand their history and be able to relate to their culture. Moshelenga also emphasized that cultural tourism is important for economic development. He says, and I quote, "When tourists visit various areas, they are bringing in money." Now, the founder of the expo has said that the cultural tourism is an economic driver, and that hosting the expo will not only boost the economy of the town, but will equally help in diversifying the local economy, supporting small businesses and enable them to expand. He called on Namibians from all walks of life to ensure that the success of the event. Now, speaking at the same event is the mayor of Onipa, who says that although Onipa Town Council did not initiate any expo, they are ready to produce a conducive environment to all their community members to come up with any kinds of activities. He emphasized that the town is always ready for any kind of business activity, investment and tourism from all over the world. And that is what we are getting from the launch of the Onipa Expo. Now, FNB Namibia has increased efforts to get its clients to update their personal information as part of the Know Your Customer KYC obligation needed to comply with the legal requirements issued by the Financial Intelligence Center, that is the FIC. Document verification and personal information update or validation, also known as the KYC, is a requirement of the FIA, the Financial Intelligence Act of Act 13 of 2012, and FNB Namibia, along with other banks, are obliged to go back to all existing customers to validate their information. This concept applies to natural persons, companies, partnerships, close corporations, trust, and other legal persons or entities. Now, additionally, the KYC represents all the data and information clients have provided to the bank, such as contact details, residential and postal addresses, IDs, and other important documents. If it is utmost important that all clients of KYC information is kept up to date, as both of the bank and the client will be subject to harsh penalties should they fail to do so. Now, the bank states that Section 21 of the FIA requires that all customers be identified, verified before a business relationship may be established or a single transaction concluded. The bank must obtain from or in respect of a natural person that person's information, which includes identity numbers, full names, date of birth, residential address as a minimum. This reads with Section 24 of the FIA that requires FNB to exercise ongoing due diligence by maintaining adequate, current and up-to-date information and records of the customers, explained Nangula Kauluma, who is the FNB Namibia's executive for retail banking. Now, there are several ways that customers can update their profiles on the FNB app or in the branch. They can also visit the FNB branch or speak to a call center agent. Furthermore, if an existing customer wishes to benefit from new or additional products and or services, the bank must first verify the customer's particulars. While you may find having to resubmit information a bit of an inconvenience, having up-to-date information is crucial, is a crucial factor in ensuring that you remain legally compliant too, while also allowing us to offer you personalized banking solutions and guard against fraud, Kaluma said. Furthermore, FNB wants that wants the public to be vigilant of possible scammers who may try to take advantage of this process to gain their personal information through dubious activities, and urge its clients not to share their details on the phone with suspicious numbers or email addresses. Now, FNB will never contact you to ask for your card numbers, online banking usernames, passwords, or access to your online banking, FNB app, or cell phone banking services in order to undertake any activity with a consultant on the phone guiding you on what to do on their digital platforms. Should you be uncomfortable with a caller, we encourage clients to immediately hang up the call and contact our customer center or the nearest FNB branch, emphasized Rodney Forbes, who is the FNB Namibia's executive officer for points and presence. Now, FNB may contact clients who are due for the KYC refresh via the FNB app, SMS, and email, and they will guide them on how to submit the required information and documentation. If clients are contacted for the purpose, they may be directed for any further inquiries to the contacts below, that is 061-299-2222. Now, submission only will be only for the requested documents and can be also be made to KYC compliance at fnbnamibia.com.na. This can also be done through the private banker as well as the nearest FNB app and FNB branch. That is what we are getting from FNB doing a verification of information for its clients. It is exactly 8 minutes past the hour of 2. You are listening to the business segment right here on Eagle FM. We are going to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa manatse muyuni olelapay. Lelapay onkaro ompu womafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa no kutura mombepo esimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lelapay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya gwedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutilo goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelapay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lelapay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaothemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shampa watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba Lelapay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa mwewe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguda kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rahetatu imwe mbarinora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rahetatu imwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lelapay yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, Oshikuku is also planning an agricultural and training expo. Northern farmers will have a chance to partake in both the exhibition and training during the first ever Oshikuku Agricultural as well as Training Expo. The expo, which is set for September 2022, will conclude on the 2nd of, or the 1st of October, pardon me. The aim is to create platform for the exhibitors in the northern area to showcase their products and engage with potential investors. It is reported that a total of 40 exhibitors from across the Namibian or the northern areas are expected to partake in the expo. Now, the chairperson of the expo stated that the expo was initiated as a recovery step following the COVID-19 pandemic that brought many activities to a standstill. Now, he explains that the idea was born to give hope to farmers who might have lost most of their livelihoods due to the coronavirus. He also indicated that there will also be training sessions in firefighting and how to establish backyard gardens and find means of making a living through establishing businesses. He added that they will also host a music talent show as a form of creating opportunities for local artists in the northern area. Now, the Deputy Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, Anna Shiweda, will officially open the event. Now, still in our business news, the Mariental Municipality will be hosting a fun fair event for its residents this upcoming weekend. We speak to the local economic development officer at Mariental Municipality, that is Linus Simbula.
Thank you very much. The idea was inspired, as you might be aware, that we are not going to be having the full trade fair this year. Mm-hmm. This was due to other unforeseen circumstances. But in the absence of us not having the trade fair, we saw it fit to say let's have something for the community to where we can give them a platform for them to at least sell. So that was basically the origin of the idea. So we decided to engage this company, Amusement Africa, to see if they could as well fit us or accommodate us in their program. Mm-hmm. To which they agreed. So what we have decided is to say we are not going to charge our SMEs on this event who would want to exhibit, who would want to sell any products at the fanfare. Mm-hmm. We allocated spaces whereby we are going to allow them to sell for free. We are not going to charge anything. Mm-hmm. So this is just a way of us creating an environment that is conducive for them, giving them platforms where they can exhibit and sell their products. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And how many exhibitors do we expect? Do we have a number of how many exhibitors we have this far that are expected to showcase at the Mariental Fun Fair?
Since it's a fun fair, most of them were more into having bright stains. Mm. So we saw it fit that we limit that amount of interested exhibitors to at least have 10 that will be more into selling food. Mm. So there will be those 10 stands that are allocated for the price stands. Mm. And then any other stores, any other exhibitor who wants to sell something else apart from what we are putting a restriction on, they are most welcome to sell. So far a number of 15 exhibitors have shown interest. Mm. to participate. These are some who would want to sell things that are more into the line of kids, selling clothes, traditional attires, Those are some of the few that have indicated their interest to sell.
All right. With this fanfare that is coming up, maybe just to indicate from when it will run, and do we have a theme for this fanfare, and where exactly in Mariental will this fanfare take place?
The fanfare will take place at our showgrounds. That is from Friday the 16th of September to 17th. Saturday, the weekend. There is no specific theme that is attached to the fanfare itself. Yeah, so basically the company that is the Amusement Africa, they've already arrived in town as we speak. They've started with the setup. So what we are also encouraging to those that have shown interest to come and exhibit is to say at least by Thursday, then we can as well, Thursday late after working hours, those that want to set up also for Friday and Saturday, then we can do that on Wednesday, Thursday, depending on their availability. Yes.
Here it says that you have to register your braai stand. How can one register their braai stand?
My number is also on that advert. Most of those that were interested on the price stands, they've indicated their interest already. They contacted me. So the price stands were even taken by the very day that advert went out. So the whole 10 stands were taken that day. So those that still have interest to come and exhibit or have something else different from the price stands, they are still welcome to contact me on the same number, which is on the advert, or the number is 08142 77001. Yes. Thank you very much for giving me this platform. What we want to encourage our community members is to say they must take interest in events of this nature that comes to town. You will be aware that the previous weekend, we had the volleyball tournament, which was also hosted here in Marienta. These activities are coming to our communities. So when things come, it is for our community to also show interest in the participation, and also encouraging the surroundings that are nearby our town to also participate in these events, because these are people that we share some of these economic activities with. So all the residents of Mariental and those that are nearby are most welcome to come join us and have fun together during this coming weekend. Thank you.
All right. Now, the Namibian Uranium Association says Rosing Uranium Mine produced 2,882 tons of titanium oxide during 2021, presenting a 16% increase compared to 2020. In his presentation during the just-ended Mining Expo, Gabby Schneider said the 46-year-old mine achieved a 0.29 rate of all injury frequency in 2021. Schneider, whose presentation was titled The Resurgence of Namibia's Uranium Sector, said all three injury rate was the best performance since the start of its operations in 1976. The presentation looked into the operations of the uranium mining operations in Namibia. She said at all full of productions, Swakop Uranium's Hausa mine has a designated annual mining capacity of more than 100 million tons of ore fed into a processing plant with a nameplate capacity of 15 million tons per year and a yearly output of 6,000 tons of U308. Now, Schneider said that Hausa mine operations recorded the highest production since its inception, when almost 103 million total tons were mined from the Zone 1 and Zone 2 pits, representing a 44% increase above the 2020 production. The mine produced 3,902 tons of U308 in 2021, Hausab is on an acceleration path to reach a nameplate capacity, Schneider said. Langer reached uranium restarted in 2021 after a capital injection of 1.2 billion targets production in the first quarter of 2024. During its operation, Schneider said Langer Heinrich delivered about 43 million pounds of U308, and Schneider said that the restart scope of work focuses on general repairs and refurbishment required to return to the existing process of the plant to operation readiness, as well as delivery of processes upgrades to increase throughout output capacity and operational availability. Although the Orano mining's remains under care and maintenance, the company will be able to exploit the deposit once the recovery in the uranium market materializes at the required level. She said that the Orano mining has 80% of the investments to develop the mine, and have already been made in addition to advanced processing knowledge acquired through testing, and has realized the further potential for efficiencies. Now, Bannerman Resource at Tango 8 definition of feasible studies is processing a plan to flow sheet design, and they have completed the process plant geotechnical field work. Now, the target for the completion of the DFS is in the fifth quarter of 2022. Environmental clearance for the proposed Etango mine and associated liner infrastructure is in place, Schneider said. She added that the environment clearance certificates are based on extensive environmental and social impact assessments and management plans. According to Schneider, Bannerman Resource applied for a mining license on 4th August 2022. The company expects to deliver 3.5 million LBS, that is U38 per annum, over an initial 15-year operating life, with upside potential from future life expansion as well as scale-up expansion. Another uranium mining company, Rabtail Mineral Resource and Exploration, is currently busy with a definition feasibility study for the Tumas project in the Erongo region. She says the DFS is expected to be completed in the latter half of 2022. An intensive resource upgrade drilling in support of DFS resulted in an ore reserve increase for Tumas and increased the life of the mine from 11.5 to 26 years, Schneider said. Now, she further said that the mining license application was submitted to the mines ministry and that the work on the environmental impact assessment is at the final stage or is nearing the final stage. Schneider said Elevate Uranium was also actively exploring in the Rongo region, where drilling has been ongoing since mid-2020. She said that an airborne survey was completed in the Namib area in 2021 and the central Erongo project areas in 2022 to locate the potential content of the uranium deposits, and that the parent company to CNNC is implementing a 20,000 meter drilling program on a mining license area neighboring the RUL mining license area, and that the companies are busy defining the viability of the larger Narosa project, which compromises Valencia and the neighboring Nabi Plus uranium deposits. Now, the application will be made for an inclusive Narosa mining license. Core drilling of more than 39,000 meters was done on the license of Headspring Investments in the south of the country, where the company is looking for the in-site leaching opportunities. In addition, more than 9,800 samples were taken for analysis, and a pre-feasibility study and mineral resource estimate reports are submitted to the Ministry of Mines and Energy. Now, the Namibian Uranium Association is the advocacy body that presents the uranium industry exclusively. The association enables senior sector executives or senior executives in the Namibian uranium sector to shape the context in which their industry operates. It also supports policies that will let uranium compete on its merits as an energy source. appropriate for the modern society and the need for a low carbon footprint through research, factual information and advocacy. And that is what we are getting right there. We are going to take a short commercial break. You are listening to the business segment on the Midday News Bulletin that is on the radar. We'll be right back. We are going for a short commercial break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, Namibia recently followed common international practices of opening up borders to foreign travelers without the need for a negative test or PCR test result or COVID vaccination certificate. According to Bloomberg Intelligence, unvaccinated and untested travelers can visit 85 countries across the globe, and only 21 countries still have closed borders. With Namibia joining the group, Simonis Storms, in its July hospitality statistics for 2022, says that they are optimistic on the witnessing a further improvement in the tourist flows going forward. Namibia ranks low in terms of overall COVID-19 regulations, and Namibia has the lowest stringency index amongst the main tourist markets. This bodes well for Namibia's marketing initiatives in attracting, Simone Storm says. Now, the virus has become something countries have learned to live with, and see continued potential for Namibia's tourist arrivals to rise further. This could realize despite Namibia having a low vaccination rate, as consumers globally have switched consumption spending from merchandise goods to services, and demand for tourism remains high. Namibia has not yet recorded a new COVID-19 case since 4th of July 2022, and the last time a COVID-19 related death was recorded was the 31st of August 2022. About 19.8% of the total population is now fully vaccinated, and about a third of government's target, that is the 60%. Now, Simonis Storms further says that the latest annual account data show that an expansion of 8.8% in the hotels and restaurant sector of the economy, while the hotels and restaurant sector only accounts for 2% of the GDP. This is only a proxy for the tourism sector and excludes the spillover or indirect benefits to the sector of the economy. Now, past studies show that the tourism sector's shares GDP to be as high as 15%, and being able to absorb unskilled workers in the sector and a continued expansion in the tourism activities, it will be beneficial in replacing lost jobs following the lockdown-induced recession, said the report. Now, a national occupancy rate of 50.1% was recorded during July 2022, compared to 32.1% in the previous month and 11.9% in July 2021. This is according to the Hospitality Association of Namibia. This is the highest occupancy rate recorded since December 2019, and the national occupancy rate averages 32.7% compared to 20.2% for the same period in 2021. This, Simone Somme says, that it is showing an improvement in the tourist inflows. Now, the proportion of Namibian guests at local hospitality establishments continue to decline, according to Simone Storm, as more foreigners visit. This is a decrease from 34.0% in 2022 to 17.9% in July 2022. And Central Europe remains Namibia's key tourist market, standing at 57% of total guests, with 31.3% guests in July 2022 traveling from Germany, Switzerland, Austria, combined with South Africa, France, USA and Canada combined with 4.3%. Now, recording purpose of traveling to Namibia is that 95% came for leisure, 2.7% for business, 8.1% for conferences and hospitality establishments in the central recorded the highest occupancy rates, standing at 58.1%, followed by the northern area with 51.3%, the southern area with 50.3%, and the coastal area with 45.9% in July 2022. And that is what we are getting right there. This is my time to go. That is what we had for our business segment. I'll now hand over to my colleague, Franz, Eba in the Ondangwa studio, pardon me, who will be taking you through the Oshwambo News.